Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 19, Rulers and People. 1. Although we won't permit any independent person to meddle in our political affairs, we shall, on the other hand, encourage every kind of report or petition with proposals, for the government to look into all kinds of projects, for the improvement of the condition of the people. This will reveal the defects and fantasies of our subjects to us. We shall respond to these proposals either by carrying them out, or by providing a wise rebuttal to prove their short-sightedness. 2. Incitement of a rebellion is nothing more than the yapping of a lap dog at an elephant. For a government that is well organized, not from the police, but from the public's point of view, the lapdog yaps at the elephant, without being aware of its strength and importance. All it takes is a good example, to show the relative importance of both, and the lapdogs will cease to yap, and will instead wag their tails, from the moment they see on the elephant. 3. In order to destroy the prestige of heroism, for political crime, we shall put it on trial in the category of thieving, murder, and every other kind of abominable and filthy crime. Public opinion will then confuse political crime with the disgrace attached to those other types of crimes, and will then brand it with the same contempt. 4. We have done our best, and I hope we have succeeded, in ensuring that the goyim should not consider that rebellion is a good thing. It was for this reason that through the media, in speeches, and indirectly, in cleverly written school books on history, we have advertised the martyrdom, allegedly recommended by rebellion mongers, as a way of securing the common welfare of the public. This advertisement has increased the percentage of freedom seekers, and has brought thousands of goyim into the ranks of our livestock cattle.